Time once again for our weekly gaming news update. Sonny joins me again in the studio. We start off this week with news of an interesting developer from Microsoft who have begun to release games on their cross-platform development, which is called ReCore. Tell us something about that, Sonny.
Microsoft's games that will be releasing for the Xbox One will also be releasing for the PC through Windows 10. The first game, which is called ReCore, costs about £40, and the future releases will be Halo Wars 2 and Gears of War 4.
Now, we've spoken before about the kind of competition almost between console players and PC players. Is this the end of the war on that, do you think?
No, unless Sony decides to do something that greatly benefits PC over their console. I don't think the PlayStation or the Xbox One are going to leave very soon.
Okay, on to a number of new releases out over the last week. Starting out with the latest in the Warhammer releases. I'm really lost on Warhammer, be it the actual board game. Because it was a board game originally, wasn't
yeah.
it? Right, it's a board game that's turned into a computer game. And there appears to be Warhammer 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. But apparently the game is now on Warhammer 40,000. And you must have seen it because there have been so many adverts on the TV about it this week. So tell us what it's about anyway.
The Warhammer 40,000 Eternal Crusade will be releasing on the PC. And it'll be a player versus player MMO action shooter set in the planet Arcona. The game will feature numerous playable races like Orcs, Space Marines, Elder, and the Chaos Space Marines. And so far the game has received mixed reviews, but it appears that there may be at least a bit of fun to be had on Arcona.
Right, okay, so if you fancy spending an afternoon as an orc and don't want to go to your local comic con, yeah, get Warhammer 40,000, there we go. Moving on, two Destiny releases, not one but two bits of Destiny out this week too.
The new expansion pack, Destiny Rise of Iron, will be releasing for both the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. And so far, it's apparently, well, it could be Bungie's biggest expansion for that new popular shooter. It revolves around the Fallen and will feature a new campaign, new missions, PvE locations, and PvP maps. It will feature a lot more gear, a couple more raid areas, and a new zone on the Earth, on planet Earth called Plague Islands.
Now, there's another Destiny out as well, Destiny the Collection, which is on Xbox One and PS4 this week as well. Tell us about that.
The new Destiny Collection includes the base game for Destiny, along with every expansion pack released to date, including the new Rise of Iron expansion pack that we just mentioned, and will come along with a level 40 character boost.
Okay, so if you've already got the existing expansion packs, you can just buy the one expansion pack, or if you're just new to the whole thing and think, right, I want to catch up on everything, then there's also that as well. Okay, that makes sense. Now, finally, Gears of War 4 is coming out on the 4th of October. This is something you're looking forward to.
Yeah, very much. Gears of War 4 features a new story with new characters played around 30 years after the end of Gears of War 3, with instead of the Locust, the new enemy or antagonist, the Swarm. I'm really excited to see how this goes down or who the Swarm is. And yeah, it will be releasing on October 4th, and it could probably be around £45 to £50.
Okay, and in gear news this week, surprisingly quiet this week, actually. I thought there would be a few big product releases heading out ready for Christmas, but it seems as though people are keeping their powder dry on that one. But AMD have a new chip socket out. Now, this sounds quite obscure to most people, but it's quite a leap forward in a number of ways. It's all about the thing that you put your CPU in, i.e. the CPU is your main chip in any PC, which is the heart and brains of any computer. And this is to do with the bit of gear on your motherboard that this actually goes into. Just explain a bit of the background to us about this, Sonny.
So, in the past, there have been, two main companies producing processors and processor chips, which is AMD and Intel. But over the rising years, AMD have fallen behind Intel. and Intel sockets and CPUs have been just taking the storm through everything. So, well, what AMD have done, they've decided to, instead of stick with the two chip sockets that they already have, the AM and the FM, they're going to instead combine them both to create the AM4 socket, which essentially combines both sockets into one, and it's making it a lot easier for anybody to upgrade their PC, and hopefully this will improve a lot of issues that they've had in the past with their AM and FM socket lines.
Now, you get this in the Intel laptops as well, don't you? There are particular mobile chips which are there specifically for laptops, like the Intel M and the Intel Mobile, various different incarnations over the years. Mm. And AMD have a similar thing, but they're basically trying to, from what you're telling me here, just trying to make it easier to swap both of them out, giving people more choice, making it easier just to pick things up from the internet and so on. So will this make a difference then? Will this really bring AMD back into the game when it comes to taking on Intel?
Hopefully, yeah. Intel have always been about efficiency with their processors and processor chip sockets, sorry. But AMD have always been power for money as well. A lot of the time, AMD chips are pretty cheap, but they also don't really offer as much as Intel, simply because, well, they don't have the power or just lack thereof. So hopefully, after this release, they're going to release a lot more processors that fall within the line of the new Intel processors as well.
Well, if it brings AMD back into the game, it can only be a good thing in terms of bringing prices down generally and just making it cheaper for people to get the tech in the first place. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Our time has gone. We'll be back next week at the same time. Don't forget, you can email us, sonny@accessradio.biz, that's S-O-N-Y, or myself, Steve@accessradio.biz, and we will be back with some more stories same time next week.